لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم. اما بعد, علماء کرام, موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اور سسٹرز ایٹ دی مدرسہ, دوز لسننگ اوور ریسیورز, ونس اگین دس مجلس آف ذکر ٹو ٹیک دا نیم آف اللہ تبارک و تعالی. And by now you have heard many, many times that just one Allah is keeping the whole universe in existence. Just one Allah, somebody saying somewhere, is keeping the whole universe in existence. The day nobody will be left to take the name of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will destroy the universe. So I mentioned this many times, that if just one Allah is keeping the skies, the waters of the ocean, the earth, human beings, the animals, the creatures, the angels, and everything in this world alive, just one Allah, then imagine if a person has to take with sincerity the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala 100 times a day, 200 times a day, or many more times a day, depending on the person's capacity. We don't say that must read 100,000 times, but at least a couple hundred times. Then you think his heart won't come alive? If it is with sincerity, and the person really with azmat of Allah Ta'ala takes the name Allah with azmat, Allah Ta'ala is great. He is omnipotent, omnipresent, all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is the creator of this world and of the hereafter. He is the one who has blessed us with life, with our health, with our sight, our hearing, our speech, with our heart, liver and lungs, our kidneys and bladders, and every namat and bounty that you can think of. He is the one who has blessed us with all that. As I mentioned the other night, that we don't see in front of us the supplier sometimes. Many a times we don't see the supplier. The manufacturer is somewhere else. The person manufactured the garment in China, or the person manufactured the car in America, or in Japan, or in some other part of the world, and then he supplied it to those items that were manufactured in those factories, whatever those items were, then they supplied it to the wholesalers, the wholesaler to the retailer, and from the retailer's shop we go and purchase. So now to us, we are seeing the retailer giving to us that article. But it has come from a very distant place. We are not seeing the supplier. Or like that example I gave of a gift, that the person is giving a gift, and he says that take this gift and go and give it to my beloved so-and-so in a certain part of the world where you are going. My sheikh is there, or you are going there, my children are there. Or the person is on a journey and he says that I'm going to deliver it to my house, my wife and children are there. Now when the person is sending that gift, the person who is going to deliver the gift, you are going to see that person in front of you. You are not going to see the supplier. You are not going to see the one who has given that gift. When the person is receiving that gift, he is seeing the person who is delivering. It's like that postman who goes and brings the post from the post office and he goes and delivers it to someone. Now if there is a check of $1,000,000 in that envelope which the postman delivered, so now if somebody has to start kissing the feet of the postman for that wow, mashallah, you brought me $100 million, $1,000,000. So you will say that this person is foolish. The sender is somebody else. Like that, it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who is sending the rizq through different sources to different people. It is coming from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We are not seeing Allah Ta'ala, but there's a whole system that is operating before that rizq comes to us. He is the one who has destined that as a gift to us. That rizq is in actual fact a gift to us. The different forms of gift, one of that is the rizq. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's gift, it is that livelihood which He provides. Do you think we were deserving of that? It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who sends it. We don't see Him, but we can see Him in His Qudrat, in the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Of the different types of rizq that a person receives, one of it is a gift. That's also rizq from Allah Ta'ala. So we are not seeing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but He is the one who is the provider. He is the one who sends it down. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ So the rizq and the sustenance is in the heavens. In other words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends it down. Now for someone He will send it through a business house. For someone He will send it through the farm. For someone He will send it through his profession. He will be an engineer, He will be a doctor, He will be a dentist, He will be an optician, He will be a lawyer, He will be something. And now he's getting his rizq. But that rizq is coming from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They can be two doctors, they can be next to each other. And both of them qualified from the same institution. But yet one surgery will be chock-a-block. You'll have to wait for hours before you get an opportunity to see the doctor. And you'll have to make appointment. And the other one will be searching around. Is there anybody that is sick? So who is it that sends people? It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the one who provides the rizq. But we don't see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so we really believe and truly believe that our shop and those customers are the providers of our rizq. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends to them. Therefore a person should not at any cost have a kind of jealousy, or the person has a kind of hatred for his neighbor who is selling the same kind of items, same kind of garments, same kind of shoes, same kind of watches. The person must have absolutely no jealousy. He must truly believe that even if that person sells at a price lower than my price, and even if that person has to stock the same items that I am stocking, his customers will go to him, my customers will come to me. Rizq is coming from above. So I must turn to my Allah and ask Him, beg of Him, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will provide. And if He will give it to me with barakat, then even if I get less than that person, but there will be barakat. Allah Ta'ala is pleased if I'm doing it the right way, I'm earning my rizq in a halal way, and Allah Ta'ala is pleased with it, then there will be a lot of barakat in it. So the person could earn much less than his neighbor who is earning through interest and through gambling and through many other things, and outwardly it seems like rizq is flooding in his business, or stealing or cheating, or the person is declaring falsely the items what he is selling, the defects he is not showing. So outwardly the person may be progressing, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will soon destroy it. How many people progressed, and after that they say one robbery and everything is gone. One theft and everything is gone. Of course, for some people that theft, that robbery, that burglary can be a blessing in disguise. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes away a little and He replaces it with plentiful after that little patience that the person exercises. Those are tests. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ So those tests will come. The person's wealth, his property, his health, his farm, his business, and many, many other things. Tests can come. I'm not giving you tafsir or the translation also. You have heard that tafsir many times. So tests are a different thing. But generally it is the bubble that bursts somewhere along the line. Person is not paying his zakat, the person is not giving his sadaqat, or in any other way the person has obtained that which is haram, so it will take away even the halal. So we are not talking about that. But what I am saying is that rizq is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provides, we have no knowledge. Very, very strange system. People who don't know how to even sign in Bombay, go and see some of those businesses which are run by some of those banyas. They don't even know how to sign. They put thumbprint. But they are running $1 million, $1 billion businesses. And yet the person who is at the station, he is carrying that huge load on his head from morning till evening, and he makes a few rupees at the end of the day. The person who was carrying that huge load on his head, the big, big bags and the big, big tin trunks, they don't carry small bags. They carry big, big trunks on their heads and walk. And they earn a few rupees at the end of the day. And this person just put thumbprint like that, and it's $1 billion, $1 million that he made. So rizq is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Never ever chase after anything that is haram. It will bring nothing but disaster in the person's life. And never be greedy and never have jealousy. Then you will find peace of mind. In that which the person will earn, he will find peace of mind. I don't know what I was going to discuss, but in any case, lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman. That is what zikr is all about. The name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala settles deep in the heart of a person. When he says Allah, it is like he took the name of his beloved and he can't do without it. And he really believes that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is in his hands that my life lies. And without him, they have got no support, no sahara at all. As I said, that you will see everybody in front of you, that the father is supporting, the brother is supporting, the family is supporting, this one is supporting, that one is supporting. My degrees, my qualifications and all these things are supporting me. But in reality it is that Allah, whom we are not seeing, who is supporting. Siwaye tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwaye tere koi hamara nahi hai. Siwaye tere koi sahara. When we say these things, it must not be just from lips. They definitely must believe that without Allah, besides Allah, we don't have any kind of support. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he puts into the hearts of people, they will support. Otherwise the father will not support the son. The mother will not support the daughter. The children will not support the parents. They will see the parents dying of hunger, starvation, poverty. They will see the parents suffering in some shack, in some hut, in some dilapidated cottage. And they will be living in a mansion and in a palace. And their earnings will be plentiful. But they will not have the heart to go and support those parents. How many, many cases of parents, elderly parents, because of the children deserting them, they are in old age homes. So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he will put into the hearts. Muhabbat comes from above. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves someone, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is told that I love so and so. You too love him. And he is told to inform the angels that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves so and so. So you all too must love him. And then it comes down on the earth. And then into the hearts of the Ahlullah, the hearts of the pious and the righteous, the muhabbat of that person comes. So it comes from above. So even if that person is rejected by a large number of people, is criticized, is mocked and is teased, like Rasulullah was, the Sahaba-i Kiram were in the early days. But sooner or later, the Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make them recognize the mistake that they had made in their lives by rejecting and criticizing and mocking. Because that muhabbat comes from above. It is not a person creating out of just false claims. So it is from above. Therefore, you have heard many times, Nigahe aqreba badli, mizaj-e dostaan badla, نگاہ اقربا بدلی مزاج دوستاں بدلا نظر ایک ان کی کیا بدلی کہ کل سارا جہاں بدلا نظر ایک ان کی کیا بدلی کہ کل سارا جہاں بدلا If Allah تبارک و تعالی turns away His gaze of rahmat and mercy, everybody will turn away. And if Allah تبارک و تعالی is happy and pleased, then sooner or later Allah تعالی will change the hearts. Tests and trials will come. No wali of Allah تعالی has become a wali without tests and trials. But in our times, those tests are no more existing too. Allah Ta'ala doesn't test us like it tested the people of the past. They had to make a lot of mujahada. Our mujahada and our test is give up our sins. Those are our tests. Get up for namazes, fajr namazes, don't neglect it. Make 5-time namaz, don't earn haram. And all the temptations that are around to become a waliullah in this time, to become a friend of Allah Ta'ala, a great wali. You don't have to become sulky, gloomy and all the time just zikr and tilawat and ibadat. Restrain yourself in the bazaars and the marketplaces and the roads and the airports and in the aeroplanes and in all other places that the person is going. Restrain yourself from those things that Allah is displeased with and you will become a genuine waliullah without too much of tasbihat and zikrullah. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے میں سلامت رہوں تو سلامت رہے میرا جذبہ الفت سلامت رہے جس جہاں میں رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے ہر گناہ سے میری حفاظت رہے Something to that effect, as in his poetry, he says, that جس جہاں میں رہوں, جس فضا میں رہوں, wherever I stay, whether I'm on the ground or I'm in the skies. One pilot friend of mine yesterday was leaving. He said, some nasihat. I said, this is the nasihat. Because you will be high in the air. So jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun. Whether I'm in the skies, or whether I'm on earth, or whether I'm in the ship, or whether I'm in the plane or train, or whether I'm in a crane. Wherever I am, my taqwa must remain salamat. Whether I'm in Japan, China, whether I'm in America, Europe, whether I'm in Africa or any other part of the world, there will be lots of temptations, lots of temptations. My taqwa must remain salamat. جس جہاں میں رہوں جس فضا میں رہوں میرا تقوی ہمیشہ سلامت رہے and how will the taqwa remain salamat protected when the person will have before him the خوف قیامت سامنے ایسا خوف قیامت رہے ہر گناہ سے میری حفاظت رہے when the person will have the خوف of قیامت that this world is a temporary world it's a transitory world we are all passengers here on a train and it is stopping at different stations and people are getting off at the different stations. Somebody gets off at the first station, somebody at the second station. It's a long journey, 1,000 stations from one country to another. But people are getting off and some are getting on, some getting off, some getting on. Like that, this is the world, it's moving on. Some people are getting on, today they were born, and some people are getting off. They were killed, they were died a natural death, they died in the hospital or some sickness or accident, but they passed away. So some got on, some got off. It will carry on like that till Qiyamah. So samane aisa khauf e qiyamah rahe har gunah se meri hifazat rahe. So jis jahan mein rahun jis fiza mein rahun, we remember always that whether I'm on earth, my Allah is watching. If I'm in the skies, my Allah is watching. So I told that pilot friend of mine that you will be flying high, 30,000 feet, 60,000 feet above sea level. So at that time you must not think that now finish. I am very high above the others. Allah Ta'ala is there. He is watching. So your taqwa must remain salamat. Whichever airport you get off, whichever country you land, whichever places you visit, everywhere your taqwa must remain salamat. Samane aisa khawf-e-qiyamat rahe. ہر گناہ سے میری حفاظت رہے Now, if the person has got their khawf qiyamah, I have to answer my Allah. I have to present myself before my Allah on the day of judgment. There is no question of escaping the sight and the might and the power of Allah Ta'ala. Who can escape it? In this world, that little embarrassment, some people are watching, so therefore the criminal, he covers his face with his jersey, with a towel, with his hands. He doesn't want to be photographed because there will be embarrassment, shame. Few people are going to watch. How many people are going to watch? And they on the day of Qiyamah, in front of billions of ummatis. If the person died committing zina, he is going to be raised like that. Millions and billions watching him. So, samane aisa khauf e qiyamat rahe. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun. Wherever the person is, whether he's on the ground or in the skies. So that is zikrullah, that the person is conscious that my Allah is watching, my Allah is with me. True zikrullah is there. And then that, when it settles in the heart, then it makes him fulfill the rights of everyone. Rights of parents, children, wives. There'll be no abuse, there'll be no stealing, there'll be no murder, there'll be no killings, there'll be no lies, there'll be no false oaths and qasams. There'll be no cheating and deceiving. There'll be no chasing and racing after haram. In the person's life will become atidal. There'll be a balance now. He'll lead a perfectly balanced, normal life. He's not going to be on any extreme. Doesn't mean he'll divorce his wife and children because now he became Allahwala. The more Allahwala will become, the more he'll love his wife and children. But the only thing now is he's going to give them proper Islamic upbringing, those children. From his home, he'll get rid of all the haram that's there. That is zikrullah. But it will come by taking the name of Allah Ta'ala in abundance with muhabbat, with azmat. There must be muhabbat also. He is the one who is giving us everything, as I explained a little earlier. So therefore, there must be muhabbat. Somebody gives us a small gift, we get muhabbat for that person. And Allah Ta'ala, who is providing everything, no muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala. We do everything mechanical, that I have to make 5 times namaz, so therefore I'm making it. Fajr time, I have to get up, so therefore I'm getting up. Quran Sharif, Tilawat, anything that we do is as if there is some kind of burden upon us. That muhabbat and that love with which we should make our namaz, our zikr, our tilawat, that is lacking. If we get muhabbat, then the person will look forward to it. Like how a hungry person is looking forward to eating, and a thirsty person is looking forward to drinking. Like that, when the person will get love for Allah Ta'ala, then he will not have to be told that you must make your namaz 5 times a day, and then he will not have to be told that there's sunnat also, and nafil also, and there's mustahabbat also, and there's zikr also, and tilawat also. He will look forward to charities and to all kinds of ibadat, because now he's got the love of Allah Ta'ala. He wants to gain that closeness, the qurb, the marifat. That is where again he has to be told that now don't overdo it. Imagine that person has to be told that don't overdo it. The other person has to be told that please do something, don't waste your life, don't be lazy, don't be negligent, please get up for your namazes. And this person has to be told that please now don't read too much. Don't make too much zikr, otherwise your brain cells will dehydrate just now. Don't overdo anything. Do everything in balance. Now why is he doing it? He's doing it because of love. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the haqiqat, give us the reality. Everything has got a haqiqat, everything has got a reality. If it hasn't got ruh and soul, then it's nothing. Many bayans I've mentioned, I've given an example. That if you go to the museum, they have there some lion, some tiger, some cheetah, some elephant sometime also. They stuff it with sawdust and they put it there. And then they write there, please don't touch. On the lion it's written there, please don't touch. Says, have you seen anywhere any lion that is alive and kicking and roaring that is written there, please don't touch me? Kruger National Park, go there and see if on any lion's forehead is written there, please don't touch. One roar from a distance And if a person had constipation, it doesn't require laxative. One row. So what is it? Because that lion is alive, it's got roo, it's got soul. But if it hasn't got soul, then it's right there. Please don't touch, because children can topple it too. So let us bring that roo and that soul into our ibadat, into our zikr, into our tilawat. Whatever is there also, don't make nashukri, don't give it up. Don't say that now it hasn't got soul, so what? Where will the soul come? There must be a body to bring the soul. So continue with it, but don't be satisfied with it. We are not satisfied with a dead body. We want soul, we want life. If a person has got 1 million chicken in his poultry farm, but they all are dead, he'll be happy with it. Or does he want live chicken? So this zikrullah will bring that little life, inshallah, if taken with azmat. I thought I'll read this lazzat zikr naam khuda hai chaman today. But we'll make some zikrullah. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہار وطن ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن Wherever is the city of the beloved, if you ask the lover, which is the city most beloved to you, he will say, the city in which my beloved resides. So if that is the case, then what about Madina Sharif, where my beloved resides? Shahre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin, aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن Oh, how I desire that my وطن, place of residence, was Madina Sharif. How can I describe the enjoyment of being in Madina Sharif? پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو زندہ باد اے وطن زندہ باد اے وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है, है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है। ऐ मदीना फिदा तुझ पे हो सद वतन। है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है, है वतन में मगर दिल मदीने में है। ऐ मदीना फिदा तुझ पे हो सद वतन। लज्जते जिक्रे नामे खुदा है चामन, और गफलत की दुनिया है दश तो दमन। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालुहु, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह
Allah, 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 Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ वो हो जाए मेरा मैं हो जाऊं उसका यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ
वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊं उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूं। हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, मजा जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, मजा जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most tolerant Allah, most merciful Allah, most beneficent Allah, most tolerant, beneficent, forgiving, caring, loving Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. We are not extending before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. My Allah, we are extending our bowls before you. Your treasures are unlimited. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai. Ha, mere Allah, hum sab kuch hai, bande to tere. We are your slaves, my beloved Allah. We are your servants. Where can we go, my Allah? There is no one else for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. How long are we going to remain away from you, my beloved Allah? Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste the enjoyment of your qurb, of your marifat, of your yaqeen. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to get a taste of iman in our hearts, my beloved Allah. Nafs and shaitan want to distance us from you. My beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. We are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. It has brought us no peace, no happiness, no contentment, no satisfaction. Sins have brought nothing but misery, restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. My beloved Allah, but you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Something that you dearly love, my beloved Allah, is the forgiveness of sins. We have been informed by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you love the forgiveness of sins. My Allah, my beloved Allah, who is going to question you? Why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid An-Nur? All listening over receivers. My beloved Allah, no one is going to question you. Tujhe koi poochne wala nahi. If you have to forgive us, you will become pleased. Your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become pleased. We will become pleased. My beloved Allah, the only one that will become displeased will be Shaitan. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of night. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, press the delete button of our sins. You have given man the technology, millions of pieces of information on computer chips. One press of the delete button, nothing is left. Hamare gunahon ke upar delete button da. My beloved Allah, my Rahim, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most forgiving Allah. Your treasures of forgiveness are unlimited. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us, for our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That ummah which was so beloved to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Allah, that ummah is suffering around the globe. Ya Allah, different kinds of hardships, problems, tests and trials. Remove their difficulties, their problems, their tests and trials. Change the condition of the ummah around the globe. It's not difficult for you, my beloved Allah, to bring about the changes. The hearts are in your control. Bless everyone with hidayat. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. My beloved Allah, it is our weakness. We are standing at the door of Islam. We are not allowing people to enter because of our character, because of our morals, because of our behavior, because of our dealings, because of our akhlaq. People do not want to come into Islam. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Make us all yours and become ours. Purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Purify our hearts of jealousy, of envy. Purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Where Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of tilawat, with the noor of service to mankind, with the noor of charities, with the noor of hajj and umrahs. My beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us true ashiks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habare dilo ko muhabbat Rasul se bhar de. عظمت رسول سے بڑھ اتباع رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہمیں نصیب فرما یا اللہ make us all follow the teachings of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم oh my beloved Allah bless us all with good health whoever is sick and ailing whether they are amongst us in hospitals in clinics in homes or wherever they may be یا اللہ bless them with complete shifa from all ailments sicknesses and diseases Where Allah, we are physically ill and we are spiritually sick. Bless us with cure from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Where Pyare Allah. Ha, Mere Allah. My beloved Allah. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook their shortcomings, their sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed so much for the ummah. How much he was persecuted, tortured. How much he was stoned. How much of suffering he underwent. Ya Allah, for the sake of the ummah. He was stoned in Taif, his shoes become filled with his Mubarak blood. In Uhud, he is stoned, he falls down unconscious. By Allah, how many times dirt was thrown on him. Ya Allah, stones were thrown at him. He was teased, he was mocked, he was ridiculed. Yet he stands whole night praying for the ummah. Ya Allah, he goes down in sajda. He does not raise his head from sajda for such a long time that Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha thinks that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must have passed away in sajda. Yet he was making dua in sajda for the ummah. When he is informed that that ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, casinos, filthy films, filthy sites on the internet, adultery, fornication, popping drugs, stealing, fraud, taking interest. Ah, my Allah, in Madina Sharif, few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak, listening to filthy music, watching filthy films. Few meters away from the Kaabatullah Sharif, indulging in all kinds of sins and vices in the hotel rooms and foyers. Ah, my Allah, what kind of injury and pain we are causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, don't let any embarrassment come upon my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of our sins. Ya Allah, but he was rahmatul lil alameen. He prayed for the forgiveness of his ummah and he dearly loved his ummah. Ya Allah, please your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and forgive the ummah. Overlook the shortcomings of the ummah. Overlook the weaknesses of the ummah. Overlook the sins of the ummah. My beloved Allah, bless us all with the best of dunya and akhirah. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties with plentiful of halal rizq. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who don't have children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whom you have blessed with children, make the children obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to their parents. Ya Allah, give the parents the tawfiq of giving the children proper upbringing, to remove from their lives and homes everything that is causing such destruction to the morals of the children. My beloved Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Those who are on journey, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have made Hajj, make it maqbool, mabroor. Accept their tawaf, their ziyarat, their ibadat, their Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah. Ya Allah, accept all the duas that they made in the Haramain Sharifain. Protect the Haramain Sharifain from all fitnas. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Protect our Masajid. Ya Allah, humare Masajid ki hifazat farma. Tabligh o daawat ki mehnat ki hifazat farma. Unke gasht, talim, ishtemaat ko qabool farma. Ya Allah, protect all the institutions of deen. Tamam deeni edaro ko sharf qabooliyat baksh. All workers of deen, bless them with ikhlas. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Oh, my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. No home is without quarrels, fights, arguments, disputes, division and disunity. Ya Allah, hearts have been shattered. Ya Allah, it's all because of our misdeeds, our sins, our evil actions. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, of family members. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sabko ek bana de aur nek bana de. Hum sabko Allah wala bana de. Ya Allah, give us such a bond with you. Such a bond with you. Aisa hamara dil teri zaat e ali ke saath chipka de. Ya Allah, bless us with such a bond with you. That nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties and problems of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Assist them, help them, help the mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, don't look at our weakness. We have gone weak. Islam hasn't gone weak. You haven't gone weak. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai jo Badr ka khuda tha. Aaj bhi tu wohi khuda hai jo Uhud ka khuda tha. Ya Allah, you are the same Allah that was in the Battle of Trench. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Sulh Hudaybiyah. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Fatah Makkah. Ya Allah, teri qudrat mein koi kami nahi aayi. Mere Allah, give hidayat to the entire mankind. But those who have become arrogant, stubborn, and they will continue with the persecution and torture and tyranny upon the Muslim ummah, then destroy them like you destroyed the nations of the past. Ya Allah, send the flood waters against them. Send the gale force winds against them. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Ya Allah, cause their planes to crash, their ships to sink. Division among the ranks. Unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, ek din marna hai aakhir maut. Ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai. Ya Allah, saamne aisa khauf e qiyamat rahe. Har gunah se meri hifazat rahe. Oh, my beloved Allah, the day of judgment is sure to come. We have to face you on the day of judgment. What capital do we have of good deeds that we can present before you? Ya Allah, we have no capital. What we have is our bundles of sins, our mountains of sins. Ya Allah, we have our oceans of sins. But just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away all our sins. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, in adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, or in any other kind of haram establishment or place or action. Death gives no warning, my beloved Allah. Daily we are hearing of young, fit, healthy people with everything going for them, suddenly vanishing from the surface of the earth. To rise no more, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Those who have become shaheed in accidents, in shootings and other type of shahadat they have received. Ya Allah, they died in the stampede or wherever it may be. Ya Allah, bless them with the highest stages in Jannah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents and all those who have passed away. My beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqil. Ya Allah, let our souls depart. Let our janazah be in Masjid-e-Nabawi alayhi salatu was-salam. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. If it is not Muqaddar Day, wherever it may be, let it be in a state you are pleased with us. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our lives, in our wealth, and in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions. How much he prayed for us. Ya Allah, all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, especially that of the Dajjal that he asked for protection, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ya Allah, protect us from humiliation, from disgrace, from suffering. Protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our wives and children, protect our homes, protect our businesses. Protect all the ni'mats and bounties of yours. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله